Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare to lay in Parshas Vayetse, the Bezus Hashem, with the wonderful Parsha of the four marriages of Yaakov Avinu and the 11 children that are born to him in the house of Lavan. And it's a Parsha Mole Simcha, full of joy, despite all the trials and tribulations involved in coming to the house of Lavan. And therefore, I would like to talk about the Simchas. Why not talk about Simchas? After all, we're learning about this Kedushin, and we have here the marriage of Yaakov, and suddenly, words in the parasha mean something else. For example, it's hard to understand the language Yaakov Avinu says, Ten li es ishti va'ovay eleha. Many are disturbed by the language. Give me my wife, va'ovay eleha, and I'll be intimate with her. Why is he talking that way? It seems to be a Lashon Perutza. But of course, once you learn the Masechta, you understand. We know that in the time of Chazal, it was the derech to give Kiddushin at one point and do the Chuppah and the Suin at a later point. That was the style in the world until relatively recent times, until recent centuries. So therefore, Yaakov Avinu came to Lavan and he said, look, you're going to want to do it like others do it, which involves a delay, first the Kedushin, and many months later Nisuin. He said, Lavan, I'm not delaying. Ten li es ishti. It's Kedushin. Va'ova yeleha. That's Nisuin. I want a chuppah. Kalav li bracha, asur labayla. A woman without the chuppah is also to her husband. So he said very clearly, Ten li es ishti. I want to do Kedushin. Va'ova yeleha. I want to do Nisuin as well. There's probably Pashup Shad in the double Lashon of the Pasuk. A question. In the Sefer Gan Na'ol, a wonderful Sefer from someone I know well, he asks, it says, V'yesef Lavan is Anshei HaMokan de'as Mishta. Lavan sponsored the wedding feast. Lavan paid for the wedding feast. We would say, of course, the Kala's side pays for the Chasana. But hold on a minute. In the time of Chazal, it wasn't that way. In the time of the Gemara, it's always the chosen that makes the sudas achasna. Kolin ehenem is sudas chosen, veinem is samchai. It's called sudas chosen, the meal of a chosen. We know from Suvas Tapez Aman Aleph, among many other places, that after Kedushin, the chosen was given time to prepare the suda. He's the one that made the suda of the wedding. The wedding costs were borne by the chosen side. The world changed. Not clear why. I've heard in the name of the Sfasemis that Chazal say, Kol anehen emesudas chasad ve'inay misamchai is oiver v'kama klolos, that it's a terrible thing to be anehen emesudas chasad ve'inay misamchai, and therefore today we don't have sudas chasad, the kala pays for it. Now, Tim also the B'dicha said, because of course it has nothing to do with being a sudas chasad, this is quoted from the Sfasem. So Rav Moshe mentions that in the time of Chazal, the chosen got a nadin. And in today's day and age, when the nadin is not expected or not typical the way it was, so instead of a nadin, the Kalas Faya family pays for the wedding. That's, so to speak, the nadin. These are all explanations for what changed. But there's no question that in the time of the Gemara, it was the chosen side that paid for the wedding. So why? They asked Lavan. They asked Mishta. Lavan made the Mishta. He is a kasha. Why? Why is Lavan making the Mishta? Needs some type of an explanation. So the Sefer Gan Na'ol, he answers beautifully. He says that in the Sefer Shvilei David on Eben Ezer, Simon Samach, he's coming to explain why nowadays the Kalasai pays for the wedding, and he has a new explanation. He says, in the time of Chazal, the Kalas family paid for the Sudas Erisin, the Suda at the time of Kiddushin, which was not a major Suda. And the Chosin side paid for the Sudas Nesuin, for the Suda that took place at the time of the Chuppah. So the Shvilei David, today they're together. So since the Kiddushin is the responsibility of the Kala side, so therefore it became that the entire meal is the responsibility of the Kala. In Cain, we come back to the case of Yaakov and Lavan. As I mentioned at the outset, Yaakov said, "Temli yisishti v'avi eleha." Yaakov said, "I'm not going with a split kedushin once and the suin much later. No, I want it all together. Ah, I want this all together. The yesef lavan, sanche amok, and the yasmishta. So Mamela will love and pay for it, because that's the idea of the Shvilei David, that that's how it's done." A beautiful explanation. Now, when I was learning this, I was wondering, what kedushin did Yaakov give Rachel, or if Lavan was the one accepting, did he give Lavan? So we don't know. Maybe he gave her a ring. Who knows? But from the psukim, it sounds like the 7 years of work was a kedushin. The 7 years of work were in order to get the kala. So it sounds like someone may argue with our old Vartaya. Say, kedushin? The kedushin took place from the beginning of the 7 years till the end of the 7 years. He said right away, "I'll work for you, Baruchel Bitcha, I'll work for you for an exchange." So that was the kedushin. But if you're saying that, you don't know sugi and kedushin, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, what happens if a man wants to tell a woman that I'll work with you for a day for kedushin? So the Gemara says that depends on a machlokes. Is a machlokes if schiris mishtalemes lebesayif, or I should phrase it, ain schiris mishtalemes ela lebesayif, or schiris mishtalemes mitchila vatsayif. Now this is not the venue to explain the machlokes. However, the Gemara does say that if you want to be a kaddish woman with work, that the work should be the kesef hakidushin. Whether that works depends on a machlokes. It's not a davar pashut. So it's hard to say that Yaakov is Makadisha with the 7 years of work. So it sounds like he did 7 years of work in order to get Lavan to say yes. And then there must have been some type of Kedushin given at the time. At any rate, this is an analysis of the marriage of Yaakov, at least on a simple basis. Let's move from the Simcha of marriage to the Simcha of having children. Perchav test pasuk lamed aleph. Vayar Hashem kisnu aleya vayiftach es rachava. Hashem opened her womb. Vayiftach, he opened this rachava. A perek later, perek lamed pasuk av beis. Vayishkar elikim es rachel. Vayishma eleha elikim. Vayiftach es rachma. Again, the same expression. Vayiftach es rachava. He opened her womb. Rashi says b'schus shemasu simoneha. B'schus again the simonim Hashem opened, so to speak, her womb, as if her womb was bound, and now it was open. So Chazal tell us the Aves Akare Seina, they were not naturally able to have children. For Yivtech Hasrachma, Hashem opened their wombs, did the miracle for them. Question. By Sarah and Rivka, we don't find even though Chazal tell us, and the Pesukim tell us, they had a hard time conceiving, and they were also Akare Seina, and it doesn't say V'yiftach es rachma, halay davaru. Isn't it a strange thing that by Sarah and Rivka, it just says Atar, and they became pregnant. And by Rachel and Leah, V'yiftach es rachma, it needs certainly some explanation, to some understanding of that. Needs an explanation. The difference between Rachel Valeya and Sarah Verivka is that by Sarah and Rivka, there came a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, enough Yetzara, is enough of Yetzar and Yetzara, Leinish is over, and now it's time for you to have children, Batar. We don't find that it was an exchange for something specific. On the other hand, the psukim tell us that Rachel and Leah, by Leah, the Yarki snu Leah, the Yiftach es rachma. He saw snu Leah, and therefore the Yiftach es rachma. By Rachel, b'schus shemasu simanel, right? It says by Yishma Eleah alekin the Yiftach es rachma. Why did he do it? So the pasuk says, "Vayisgar lekim es rachel." Hashem remembered the schus shemasu simanel. So the difference between the two is that there, by Sarah and Rivka, it came the time for the difficulty to come to an end. By Rachel and Leah, there were specific items that caused it to be in the source of the thing that they were doing. So therefore it says, Vayiftach es Rachma. Vayiftach es Rachma. There's a fundamental yesod. When a person does something, and Damas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, okay, Omer L'Tzarasechem Dai. He says, you have a schus, and it's sort of a breakthrough. You've passed. You've gone through the tzara. You have schusin for which the tzara is gone. In life, very often a person does things for a schus, and he's zeicha. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he gives, Hashem gives with an open arm, with ayin tov. If a person does things to have the schus to have children, a person does things to have the schus to have parnasa, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the parnasa, he gives it for Rafchus, because it was b'schus. So therefore, by Rachel and Leah, where it was b'schus something specific they did, by Yiftach es Rachma, their wounds were open, they remained open. By Yiftach es Rachma means that that's the way they remained. Masha Inkein, by the case of Sarah and Rivka, there was no Vayiftach es Rachma. They didn't continue to have children. Vatar, it was the one time that they were expecting. There was no specific item that they did in order to, I'm talking about the Imais, I can't judge Imais, but there was no very specific item that that caused it. It was just a time for them to become pregnant. So they had a pregnancy, but it wasn't Yiftach es Rachma. It didn't remain open. A shank in there. And with that thought, we read that the psukim, the Yiftach es Rachma, have much more meaning than we think. But Tarav, Yisrael, what does it mean? It means a lot. Tarav means it was a one-time pregnancy. The Yiftach es Rachma means that Rechem became open for more than one pregnancy. You teach the psukim, you teach it differently. To know a sishti, Baba Yala, teach it differently, teach it the Yemen just teached up api halacha. And so, two thoughts for this week's parasha. May this week's parasha be a schus. Those who need shidduchim should find shidduchim. Yaakov found four in this week's parasha. Those who need children have children. Yaakov had 11 shvatim, all in the house of Lavan, in one fell swoop. Ah, gewaldig. It's a week of tremendous schusim for all of us as a Hashem. And we should see Yeshua's full of Kal Yisrael. A good Shabbos to all.